Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. A chance of thunderstorms, then cloudy tonight, a low of 66. Racine County Emergency Management Coordinator David Max says there's the potential for severe weather Saturday afternoon and evening. And with a number of public events planned, everyone is being urged to stay on top of changing weather conditions. The National Weather Service says there's a chance of storms tonight. Their potential for severity is low, but there's a greater concern for severe weather tomorrow afternoon and evening.
Ironically, June 17th is the peak day of tornado season on an average in Wisconsin.
Damaging winds and large hail could be the primary hazards, with the main threat close to or south of the Illinois border. Another local government official has confirmed that Foxconn is looking at sites in southeast Wisconsin for a multi-billion-dollar manufacturing facility. Speaking with our partners at Gateway Public Radio, Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser said he can't say much, citing confidentiality issues, but that Foxconn would be a perfect fit somewhere in the area.
The partners are working together to make it a viable site. In one of those areas, and they're going to make that business decision. But it's got to be a win-win. It can't be a one-way street just for a big business to come in. We have to take care of the community and make sure that it's compatible.
Pleasant Prairie Interim Administrator Tom Schursel confirmed that the Taiwan-based company is looking for a 1,000-acre site and an additional 400 acres, but the village does not have that kind of land mass available. The Racine County Board met in closed committee of the whole meeting Tuesday that included Mount Pleasant Village President Dave DeGroote on what the agenda said was the investment of public funds regarding competitive multi-site economic development opportunities. Another closed-door committee of the whole meeting has been scheduled for next Tuesday evening. It's also been reported that Foxconn is looking at sites in Michigan. Paul Nehlen has announced he will once again attempt to unseat 1st District Congressman Paul Ryan. Nehlen lost to Ryan by a wide margin in the Republican primary last fall. In a news release, he says the House Speaker did not help President Trump defeat Hillary Clinton and pledged not to defend the president. He added the American people are not done fighting for the president's good agenda, and that's why he's launching his second challenge to Ryan's nomination in the 1st District, which includes Racine and Kenosha counties. The primary will be in August of 2018. David Yankovich, a Democrat, recently moved to Kenosha from Ohio to run against Ryan in the midterm election next year. Racine's Festival Hall is still targeted to get a permanent outdoor stage, thanks to a $100,000 donation by the Rotary Foundation. But the project now carries a total price tag of just over $250,000 because of what's known as a change order for some additional work that's needed. At the Public Works Committee meeting, Civic Center Manager Amanda Gain noted a few of their capital budget item needs this year have changed to allow the use of those dollars.
There was a budget of CIP funds for 2017 for a truck. We were able to receive a vehicle from Parks, basically a retired vehicle from Parks. So I believe there was either 20 or 25 that we'll also put towards this project. We do have some other projects that are looking to come in under bid as well. So I think from my budget alone, we're probably, I can safely say, I have anywhere from 50 to 60 of that.
The Public Works panel unanimously supported the change order in the Festival Hall outdoor stage contract with Absolute Construction, sending it to the Common Council. The Sturtevant Community Development Authority is recommending the village purchase the former U.S. Bank building property at the corner of Durand Avenue and Wisconsin Street. There are no plans for the property, but it does fall within the village's new tax incremental district, which is designed to improve the area along Highway 11. DCA Chairman Sean Weiss says he feels the property is vital to the revitalization of that corridor.
I think it's a key piece of the development for the village coming in. And I think for us to control it gives us the option to decide what's going to go in there. Otherwise, somebody else comes in and swoops it up, they can put whatever they want in that place, and only the Planning Commission can say yay or nay at that point.
The CDA also recommended the village purchase available land at 8904 Durand Avenue, just to the east of the gas station at Durand and 90th. The recommendations will go to the full Sturtevant Village Board for approval. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.